What's up, everybody, and welcome to the Swolecast here on RotoGrinders. I'm Davis Maddock, joined by Dan Gasper and Peter Overzet. No David Kitchen right now. We are we tested the NFT thought leader's internet before the show. He's coming in with blistering 0.47 download speed. This guy's running a full Ethereum node on caveman internet. So David, not hosting the show yet. We had some cool stuff lined up, but Pete, we just couldn't get the thought leader himself in.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunate. You would think all the things that Kitchen's juggling on the bleeding edge of the metaverse would allow him to connect and do a voice chat with his pals, but apparently it's too much to ask.
Yeah, it was just, it feels like this is maybe a reoccurring problem that could be solved through some of these windfall profits that that David is generating in the metaverse. But it feels like upgrading his internet speed is not top priority.
The weirdest thing about this is he's still in our Zoom call right now, and he's just like down in our video call, not talking, like looking at all of his monitors. It's very uncomfortable, I think, for all of us.
Pete, I got a question for you. So you do lots of YouTube videos. You have lots of people on. Where does David rank on reliability of these people?
You know, man, the internet connection. See, this is how bad it's gotten. Sometimes when my internet and connection glitches, everyone goes, oh, looks like Pete has the Soccer Dave internet connection now. So I will say most of the guests, I do all my stuff through StreamYard, no free ads, use my referral code, I'll send it to you. They seem to get it right away. I don't think the tech is the issue for Kitchen. I think it's just his internet quality. I just don't know what we got to do to get this ready. I mean, back in the day when I first started doing the RotoGrinders videos, Devin and Simon like helped walk me through, get my setup. They got my Ethernet going. They got me all streamlined. If only these guys, maybe we need to send someone out to Kitchen's house to help him.
I think that's Devin or someone's got to go out there. Maybe we got to call in the big dogs, but like someone's got to go into David's office and get it figured out. What's interesting though is Peter agreeing to do a show with us plebs. I mean, this guy, has anyone used quarantine and the coronavirus to boost their own signal more than Peter Overzet, who is just at this point a superstar? I mean, this guy had Ruslan Gold one day on his show. I mean, this woman is legitimately a superstar. Drake had to ask this woman to take a picture with her at the All-Star game, bro. And she was like happy to be in your presence. I don't know how you're stooping to these low lows.
Look, you guys have made lots of jokes about that. I will, I will never abandon the Swolecast. Unless Kitchen's internet just never, ever comes around. I think we will have to shut down the show in that case, but yeah, man, we're having lots of fun. Did a show with Chris Conley last night. And I know for people in the DFS community, you know, you got the air yards, you know, can be somewhat of a punchline, like, holy hell, this guy was one of the most thoughtful, articulate, smart, interesting dudes I've ever talked to.
He's so dope.
I was like, and I had known, like, I'd seen you tweet about that, Davis, the Star Wars thing, and I had heard about that in some of his interests, but I just didn't realize how talented that guy is.
Oh, he's incredible. Yeah. Did you ask him about Visca? Did you let him know about? I didn't make the whole show.
Oh, like, what happened, because you know from like ship chasing and the randomizer drafts, like when Visca gets mentioned, we play the highlight reel. And so he started mentioning Visca and the chat is like, play the reel, play the reel. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to have to like explain all of this and why.
Yeah, give him the whole backstory.
So I did it because the chat was about to revolt if I didn't play it. So yes, I played the LaVisca highlight reel for his teammate, Chris Conley.
So do we think that we're inching closer to the LaVisca Chenault appearing on the Peter Overzet YouTube? Is that now in the realm of possibility?
Well, the one thing I guess would be apropos of my MO, I didn't do my research and I didn't realize that he was a free agent offseason. So we were being a little careful with saying like your teammates, you know, Visca and stuff. But the one thing he kept talking about was just, we were talking about investing in this stuff. And he's like, I'm not going to be shilling this to my Jags guys because they're so young and they're not as liquid. He goes, I got to go to Mahomes and Kelsey and be like, those are the guys that got money to play around with. So yeah, I don't know. He didn't seem like he was super tight knit with Visca. He had a funny anecdote about, him trying to coach Visca on not always having to bulldoze through the defender. He was like, you can
shoulder
go around him. And he's like, he's incredible, but he's going to get hurt if he doesn't change his play style.
Pretty dope. Tuttle, quiet over there, buddy. How are you? How are you feeling about the NBA announcing the fake rising stars on NBA Top Shot? They're not doing a rising star game, but instead they're releasing rising star moments in packs. I mean, a lot of us have a lot of complex thoughts about Top Shots these days, the pack drops and the withdrawal issues. Like I have complex feelings about Top Shots as well. It is just undeniably cool, though, that the NBA is using Top Shot to announce something legitimately official as it pertains to the league. Like, that's just cool.
Yeah, it's cool to see. I was a little mad at first because it wasn't on the homepage, but they finally got a nice little banner up. It was on like their blog that you had to go through 10 different pages to find, but they got the banner up now. It's cool. I think the video looks cool. We're not actually going to get moments out of this though, right? Like they're not actually driving.
No, I think they are. I think they're doing.
Are they? Okay.
Rising yeah. All-Stars pack drops.
Okay. Okay.
I think they said it's even better. Saturday, right?
I didn't see a day. I just saw the tweet like right before we went on air that it actually is going to be a pack drop, which a pack drop is needed. I also, Tuttle, I want to give you the floor right here because you versus me in Kitchen has been an interesting thing in our chat where you've been the voice of like, yeah, well, no shit. There's 200,000 people lining up for packs because it's turns into free money. And I talked about this with, Jack Settleman on Twitter the other day where he tweeted out like, you know, what do you guys think about these people being in line but not owning a moment? And I said, well, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder, but clearly the site might have 200,000 accounts, but it doesn't have 200,000 collectors. Like some of the people are clearly just there, flip the money, get whatever. You know, I saw like fantasy football guys on my timeline trying to sell them off site immediately. Some of the people who got the MGLE packs, which is, I get that. You know, if I was not a crypto bro and didn't really like the idea of Top Shot, I would still line up for the pack lottery and try and get my money off site. Like I totally get it. But so this is your chance to explain your thought on lines and packs versus, you know, true collectors.
So with a lot of this stuff, I think we're more aligned than what people realize. I feel like there's this thing, like if you have, there's not a whole lot of room for actual discourse in the Top Shot community. Cause if you say anything like slightly questionable or negative,
yeah, people don't like it.
They hate it. And so my thing is, I'm not saying that it's obviously not a bad thing that they have this many people lining up for a pack. Like, yes, that's great. They're not even marketing it. Yes, it's going to expand. That's really, really good. But this doesn't mean people love the product or even like the product, right? Like that's where I fall off is when someone says, hey, there's 200,000 people online. That means they like the product. No, it just means they want free money. Like you're literally getting 10x at least for free by just lining up. And if you get a pack, you can flip it, you can make money. And like you said, we've seen a lot of people just in general NFL DFS Twitter or NFL season long Twitter, just getting in, flipping it, and that's that. And you can't blame them. I mean, and it's proving interest, but it'll be interesting to see where things level out once that's all gone. Once the free money's all gone, which it might be. The free money might be gone now.
Which, by the way, I'm team get rid of the free money. I don't know exactly how they do it. What is interesting though is you remember, and I'm sure Pete remembers this, like the day there was $7 million worth of sales. I think that was the LeBron sale day. I think that was the day Jeremy LaVine bought his, I think it's a Zion number one serial, I think is what Jeremy LaVine bought. But that $7 million in sales was like the first day that like Top Shot like totally took over Twitter. And now that's like the baseline, like $5 to $8 million of sales over the last, you know, 3 days, about 30,000 transactions, about 10,000 buyers. So I think this spot right now where everyone is like, oh, you know, the sky is falling, like this is still a major, major internet transaction market, like to the nth degree.
Pete? Yeah. And I think a lot of the discourse, which just happens on Twitter naturally, is it's like so polarized. It's like either this is the greatest thing ever and there's no fault, or it's a complete Ponzi scheme and they're trying to steal hundreds of millions of dollars from Americans. Like, there's no like room in between. It's like, yes, the KYC and the withdrawal stuff can be an absolute disaster and there needs to be more transparency with all of that. And also, they don't have, you know, a $2 billion valuation with some of the biggest VCs in the world trying to scam people out of money. And like, I just think all the stuff about them not being liquid or trying to scam is just absurd. The NBA just forwent their Rising Stars Challenge to debut them.
To steal your money. To steal your money.
It's like, get out of here.
Yeah, NBA, get out of here. NBA's hurting, man.
You guys.
Oh, welcome to the show, Kitchen.
Hey, I've got a really embarrassing... I need to come clean. Whenever I took off my Wi-Fi to connect to the Ethernet.
Oh God.
Do you know what happened? And then when I clicked it back on, it connected to my phone. So I was using my phone as a tether. I have never felt like such a noob than right now. I was
rookie.
Now you're
yeah, now you did something with your audio.
You're doing your cackling laugh and we can't even hear you because your mic cut out. We can't hear you.
No. Oh, it's a nightmare, dude.
It's unbelievable.
It literally pains me. Nope. Your audio is not work, Dave. Make sure your mic is activated in Zoom, producer Devin says, who's clearly sick of your crap, Dave.
I hear him.
Nope.
I would like to get Dave on for the NFT or not segment.
He's literally the thought leader. Yeah.
I love that we're at the point in this show where Tuttle has to say, I'd like to get one of our regular co-hosts on for a segment that we all plan to do together.
I mean, it is incredible that David Kitchen's technology issues have literally
testing,
existed.
Testing, 1, 2, 3.
There we go. There we go.
Now what was it? You were tethered to your phone mic?
No, I'm pretty sure one of my little girls had messed with the gain mic on the... the mixer. I'm back. Listen. All right.
I want everyone to know we started this Swolecast like 20 minutes late.
30 Kitchen, minutes ago. This is so on brand, it doesn't even matter.
No, hang on. I mean, you're a little 27 wild, minutes into when the show was supposed to start, but Kitchen was firing tweets off about Darius Garland moments before the show was supposed to start.
Had no clue. I mean, I was just still upset that Darius Garland. How's my levels right now?
They're great.
Better.
All right. I was just upset that Darius Garland was not on the Rising Stars Challenge. As someone that has over 20 moments of his, it was upsetting to me.
Seems like you've tried to pump him a few times. On Twitter.
I mean, Davis, it took 8 times me telling Davis this, but I've just been following the guy since high school. So I have both emotional.
Yeah, I didn't realize that the reason David was pumping Darius Garland to me was that he was a Vandy kid and a Tennessee kid. So I own this Darius Garland mom based off of David's homerism pumping, and I didn't
know
because
you were like, I'm
late.
All it. I mean, he's had double doubles. The Cavs are doing good. They just beat the Sixers. And
all right, I just
end up.
We don't
overtime.
Need to hype up the Cleveland Cavaliers to pump your mom, dude.
Okay, but you have to admit that Sexton and Garland are playing a lot better than what people thought they were before the season.
Sexland is clearly the best name for an NBA backcourt of all time. It's truly incredible.
West Coast Jeff in the chat, Soccer Dave turning into Ted Cruz blaming his daughters.
We'll be right back.
Can we get a weight loss update before we play NFT or not, Dave?
You know, it's more of just really not gaining weight for me. It's more of I want to make sure that my pockets are heavy and not my actual weight. So maybe it's evening out.
Convoluted analogy there. Mm-hmm. Pete, are we gonna run?
What's the update from you, Davis? What's the update from you?
I just got under 160.
All right. So what did you start with?
186, so I'm down 27.
Oh, 27.
Congrats,
yeah. No,
Peter, that. are we gonna run our bet back? It's the only thing tethering me to reality, so I hope that you're saying yes.
Yeah, and I'm a little worried. I have a few landmines, I think, coming up for with us traveling the next couple days.
That feels, I was gonna say, it feels thin for you because I have absolutely nothing scheduled. No clear sailing until the end of March.
I bet Lauren will let me meditate for 10 minutes through the speakers in the car on the way down.
Peter, let's talk about this. At the peak of your career.
Fame, yeah. The
peak of my career, I sure hope not.
Well, like right now.
How many hours was the peak of his career?
Like right now, like you, like you're at the top and you're taking a week off. Are you concerned that like someone like Davis is going to swoop right in and become,
he knows I don't have the drive to stream at night. He knows that's not my game.
I am. Yes. It doesn't seem ideal, but I do truly, I've done a year straight of like 5 shows a week on average. I need it. I need it, but, it also doesn't feel ideal. So yes, Dave, it's quite the pretzel.
Maybe it will peak demand. Like maybe it, people will like, it's like PAX. Like
Top Shot theory. You have technical difficulties to make people want it more.
Yeah.
Well, Top Shot is so messed up because we did 3 streams in a row last week, a Thursday, Friday, Saturday, took Sunday, Monday off, and then did it last night, Tuesday. And when I started doing the show on last night, I was like, it feels like a long time since we've done one of these. It'd been like 2 days. Like Top Shot time is, I know we joke about it, but it truly has warped like our brains for how time moves.
All right. So are we getting into the game right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. Let's do it.
All right. So we're going to play a game, NFT or not. I'm not even sure I should play this game because of how much I know about NFTs.
That one you sent Davis was actually pretty cool.
Yeah, that's dropping tomorrow. But there's only 10 of them. And if you guys think bots are bad or were bad in Top Shot, they're even worse in the NFT space.
I'm never going to get this Mac Miller NFT. I'm going to try, but I mean, there's just no chance. Like
only 10, but there, he has other ones too. It's he's new to the NFT space. Low ask, $1,000 though. It's not cheap. All right, Devin.
Pocket change for thought leader Ethereum node runner David Kitchen.
No, pocket change for crypto holding Davis Matic.
But you got to sell your crypto in order to turn it into other things, and I've never done that. So I'm.
Do you know truly, what the NFT space would be very fun if you just had unlimited capital.
I think that's what's happening with some of these Bitcoin bros. They have like unlimited capital and they just like every single drop.
Well, true Bitcoin bros hate NFTs. Bitcoin maximalists do not like NFTs. They think they're stupid waste of time.
They're tilting so hard.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's fun to see.
But the Ethereum true believers, they're all in, obviously.
They're tilting Top Shot though. The ETH guys are like, this isn't the true decentralized version.
This isn't Vitalik's vision.
Yeah.
A 2.0 is coming, Davis. Have you read
about
it?
I'm on the forums every day.
Dude, I'm yield farming in my sushi right now in Decentraland.
I am literally yield farming okay, sushi.
All right. Since I'm sure Davis did not mention this, smash that like button, hit the subscribe. We didn't hit 3K subscribers. We hit 3K subscribers. I'm giving away a Kawhi Leonard Series 2. So
within the next decade?
Well, as soon as we hit that 3K mark.
Oh, no, you're going to just gift it. So it's actually frictionless. You don't have to head to the post office or anything.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. All right. Devin, let's start this.
Titles up. You guys ready to play?
Yes.
I'm yes.
Ready.
All right. This is the first one.
Gonna have to zoom in.
I feel like we need like an intro segment today on NFT or not. We got digital art and digital trash, but it's up to you to figure out which is which.
So did you
this actually those, an astronaut?
This is, it looks like a cherub.
Yeah, that's what thought at first too. But then,
This has NFT written all over it, but I feel 100%. I feel like a red herring.
Okay. So this looks like the Grimes drop that just happened on Sunday.
Yeah.
But it could be Devin playing a trick on me and just getting another cherub that I'm thinking is an NFT. But I think this is the Grimes who's, you know, partnered with Elon Musk.
I'm saying this is an NFT.
Yeah, me too.
I'm saying this is an NFT.
All right, let's see who's right.
Yeah.
Bang bang.
Mars.
Is it Grimes? Yeah.
It is indeed.
So
Kitchen
right,
is
that's
too
actually kind of impressive.
Yeah, Kitchen is too deep in these streets.
All right, let's see if Kitchen's NFT marketplace scouring helps out.
I feel like this is like a jump off of aping in, which is what all the cool kids say when you're investing in something you don't fully understand. Yeah. I feel like this is a reverse red herring where it's supposed to look so stupid that it couldn't possibly be, but it is an NFT.
I'm going to say it's not an NFT because we had that it was supposed to be like popular or making money. And I don't see this being like a popular Nifty.
To me, what actually makes me think it isn't NFT is the background. Like a lot of these NFTs, they'll be silly, like even like the Pepe twerking stuff, but they'll have this like polish or veneer to it. And this just looks way too
polish
silly.
Polish or veneer to it. We are getting so deep into this. All right.
You're going to say not an right NFT.
All right. So 3-1. Who's, what is it, Devin?
Yes. Yeah.
All right.
I want you guys to explain your thoughts on all of these because this is fantastic.
Okay.
The fact that could have been one though is telling.
Oh, this is cool.
This looks like a Mad Dog Jones type of card, like the. I'm gonna say yes. It's an NFT.
This has to be an NFT. It has all of the like hyper futuristic elements, yeah, the pulsing, yeah, the neon,
the synth
colors.
Wave. Yeah.
Kind of looks like the Street Fighter pack type style. I bet this is an NFT.
I'm saying no.
I'm going to say NFT. Yeah.
I thought Devin was trying to trick us.
Dude, might have to ape into a Master Takashi. Pretty sick.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Pretty low price.
X. How much was that going for, Devin?
Let's go back.
0.85 ETH.
0.85. Okay. So you can, Davis, you can afford that, right?
Yeah, let me just tell you, I want the Mac Miller one.
He's too busy buying cardboard for this stuff.
gotta stay cardboarded up, dude.
You being really into cardboard is still such a mind melder for me. It just doesn't compute.
Uh-oh. I like sports, bro.
Me too, man.
There we go.
On the information superhighway. All
right, next one.
ETH 2.0, brother.
What is
this? Minecraft or something. Not an NFT.
An animated CryptoPunk.
Yeah. This looks. I think Devin was trying to get something that looks like a CryptoPunk to throw us off, but there's no way this is.
Yeah, he was doing the 8-bit thing. I'm not going to fall for it. I'm going to say not an NFT either.
Anyone think it's an NFT?
Yeah.
He hit search. You can see his search.
Yeah,
there.
He searched the 8-bit.
Devin, we're on to you.
Ooh.
All right.
Is that what? Is that a brain? An upside down brain?
It looks like a heart.
It looks like a heart.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's like the sculpture with the hyper stuff. I don't recognize this, but I'm gonna say NFT.
Dude, I'm gonna say this is a false flag. It's not. It looks cool, but it's not.
This is definitely an NFT. This is probably like something that CSU bought from like the hospital waiting room for like $90,000. And he like
the heartbeat.
It represents Gracie's new heartbeat. Here's $90,000.
Yeah, I'll go NFT.
So true story. I had to get on Telegram for this random IDO drop. I don't know what it was. It was like part of the part of the deal. Well, as soon as I joined the app, I mean, within seconds, I guess it sends a push notification. CSU greets me with, "Hello, Soccer Dave." Just the mayor sending out welcomes to everybody.
It's true. Yeah, he's out of control, man.
Wait. Trippy Yogi is the artist. Trippy Yogi is an NFT artist. In fact,
how do you know this?
I wonder if this is
David Kitchen hasn't played NBA DFS all season, but he like knows how many pieces Trippy Yogi has for sale on OpenSea.
No, I'm serious. Trippy Yogi is an NFT artist.
So like, next time we pick a game, we got to make sure we don't pick Monopoly and ask the Monopoly guy to play.
Yeah, basically.
Well, you try to GIF. Devin, you can't GIF an NFT. Like, you might be able to show it, but it's not there.
Okay, I am going to OpenSea right now. I searched Trippy Yogi. And yeah, he's definitely on here.
Is that piece on there?
See, that's what I'm looking for.
It has to be. He's not a GIF creator.
He has a lot of, he has some cool stuff. He has all these mushroom ones and then these like French fry things. I'm a fan for life. So what's the ruling?
It's not an NFT.
It's an NFT. There's just a GIF of it out there.
Which kind of brings up a point. Why would I just watch the GIF for free?
I'm pretty sure Trippy Yogi is either in the Genesis or the February box, by the way. NFTboxes.io.
Bro, can you...
I really like this one that's playing right now. I hope it's an NFT because it's cool.
I think that's an NFT.
Yeah.
David, are you going to gift me your mem pills when you get those ones?
I don't even know what that is. Can you explain that?
It's in Pranksy's box.
Yeah, do you know what that is or you just say...
No, they look awesome. It's a mem pill.
It's just some crazy pill. There's some crazy stuff in there. So yeah, this kind of is like the synth wave stuff. I'm gonna say no though.
David, you should write a book, man. You should write a book, but with all the knowledge you have floating around in your head right now, like you gotta monetize this.
Hey, Davis, how about you write your own book before you tell other people to write?
Davis, how's the book?
I got three chapters written.
Can you give away some sneak preview? I know you'll probably do some stuff on the Takecast, but can we get the Swolecast like giveaway for like a sneak peek of the book?
Sushi farming chapter.
Sushi farming is mentioned in the book.
You've already written
like nifty
about
for
sushi
boomers.
Farming.
I have not written anything yet about Wait. Top Shot or NFTs because I am kind of waiting to see how
Wait,
everything
who is
plays
doing
out.
The for, who's doing the foreword on this? I really hope it's someone spectacular.
I would love for Peter to write something if he wanted.
No, is he gonna do the foreword like the official one?
I haven't asked anyone yet, but I would love
banking.
For Peter to do it.
You're banking that his career arc continues to go in an upward motion. So by the time you release this.
No, that's what I'm calling Davis's bluff on saying that I don't have time to do shows anymore, because then if that's true, that means I'm definitely in the running to write the foreword. But you're also like, man, maybe I could get Brian Koppelman to write it instead. Yeah.
I think the highest I could aim for a foreword would be Bales. I think that would be the highest, but he would be like, you got to give me 10% of all sales in perpetuity. So
I'll do it for free just to get some good jokes off.
Okay. Yeah. I think I'm just going to call it. I know nothing. What I learned hosting the Takecast.
And then what if the forward is just me? Can confirm Peter over there.
Yeah. I like that. No, I have the introduction done.
If there's not a thank you to Soccer Dave, like in the beginning, I'm going to be so pissed. I'm going to be so mad.
Through three chapters, I have not mentioned you yet.
Unbelievable.
Drew is in there. Peter's in there. Bales is in there.
I found you. Gosh, I had your back.
He molded you into what you are today.
You were just a fantasy wonderkin when I found you, Davis. Look at you now.
If you guys had met during the post NFT boom, Dave would, you know, have kind of tokenized your career arc and would get royalties on every transaction
right.
you make.
Yeah.
Well, Davis is in the cardboard space, so I'm not sure. He's just lucky he got in when he did. All right, Devin, do we have any more? Or do decide what this is?
We didn't decide on this one yet. I
say no on this. It's a Giphy.
No!
Supercharged.
Shit, son, I might have to cop that. Pretty
tight. Yeah, how much ETH for this
one? How many sales? See, Devin's doing all this on OpenSea. Anyone can put anything on OpenSea, right?
That's the point, Dave. It's democratic. It's democratized art.
We need permission, Nifties. All right.
I want to be able to use my credit card to buy stuff.
Wait, what's this one we got?
NFT like for
bullets?
Sure.
Are these bullets?
Yeah, this is bullets. Yeah. These are bullets.
No, so I think there's kind of a clue here. The cropping on this one makes me think it's a GIF and not, I feel like it's too tight of a crop.
I see it. I'm changing my answer. This is not.
You're because of the croppage?
Because of the crop.
I have not seen any NFTs laid out this way before. Granted, I don't know as much as Soccer Dave does. You know, I'm not captain of a boat on OpenSea.
Oh, let me tell you, if you OpenSea while doing the Soulcast would be dangerous because OpenSea just wrecks your computer.
Are there rewards on OpenSea like Ethereum based?
Okay, this is like a Final Fantasy game or some shit.
This is disturbing. I'm not sure how long I can look at this.
What's up with like the green sparkle at the end in the eye?
This has got to be an NFT.
No,
this is like a bad computer game. You know, like the 16-bit games you play online.
Part of like a hentai porn kind of thing. Like it's some gross twisted stuff.
Did you guys ever think the Swolecast would get here?
Oh yes. Not a nifty.
WarioWare.
All right. No, I did not think what a cast would get. Oh.
This has to be a.
Yeah,
this has NFT all over it.
Yeah, this is like FVCK render kind of ish.
Oh my god. Do we think David's making some of this stuff up, or do you think he really is the
platinum
sick?
Platinum hands type stuff. So I'm going to
say.
I'm
with you guys. This is an NFT. David, have you ever known as much about a sport going on as you do about NFTs right now?
No.
Incredible.
Dave hasn't seen
what's his. And I'm just scratching the surface on NFTs. It's more of a take on how much I don't know about sports in a given season.
Tuttle's got a train coming by, so Tuttle, type your answer out.
Oh, this is going to be Team Nifty here.
Wow. Tuttle going, no, I think it's definitely.
No! Oh, wait, PJ Slices? No, Pie Slices. Pie Slices. Is Pie Slices an NFT artist?
Trippy Yogi.
Kitchen's like, I've actually been in a Telegram group with Pie Slices for the past 3 weeks. It's really progressive.
I just joined
art.
Telegram yesterday. Discord, though. I'm on board with Discord. Before Nifties, I was not on board with Discord. Now I'm on board.
Can we move the Swolecast chat over to Discord? It'd be nice if I didn't have to use Slack anymore.
Okay.
No, I'm Slack first. I have a job.
Do you?
Yes.
I don't think buying loads of cardboard from eBay is a job, Davis.
Well, it certainly doesn't bring money in, I'll tell you that much.
All right, Devin, you got anything else for us? Oh, that's it. Very nice. All right. Let's update the last week. We all had one wrapped Swole token and we got to buy something. We could either hold or, as the kids say, hodl. We could just keep it there or we could invest in anything nifty, top shots included. And Davis, you invested in what? So at the time it was like 1500, 1600.
It was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's Series 1 MOM, which I think I lost like $200.
Real quick detour. How do we feel about MOM? Davis is trying to make it a thing. I don't have a strong reaction either way, but I'm curious what you guys are thinking.
I've been saying MOMs as well. A MOM for a good home is kind of what I've been saying. Also, there is a bit, and you know what it's called? Sherlock MOMs. It's still being workshopped.
Now I hate it. I was on the fence, and now I hate it.
That's terrible.
That's pretty bad. Yeah, MOMs is good, though.
All right, I can deal with MOMs.
Okay. So Davis says he's down 200. I'm sure we're going to have to fact check that, but whatever.
No, it's more now as of today.
I broke even at the casino, honey.
No, it's down $400 from where I suggested it at.
Okay. Peter, what did you have?
Someone needs to fact check me. I believe I bought a portion of a hash mask because I don't think I had.
Yeah, you did. It was fractionalized investing in hash masks.
Yeah, and so I believe the floor last week was 1.46 ETH. Right now it's 1.78 ETH. So
you're up.
I think I'm up a little, man.
Ooh. Try to withdraw that, nerd.
Very nice.
It ain't easy being the Warren Buffett of OpenSea, but I managed to do it.
All right, Tuttle.
Mine was the Carl Anthony Towns first moments. Not going well. Down about 500 total.
Wrecked. Absolutely wrecked.
Okay. And mine was the Bitcoin Angel, which is up 200.
Pump our bags, kitchen.
Peter bought two.
I don't know why.
And I think it also forced a talk with Lauren, right?
Did I talk about Bitcoin Angel with her? It's really hard to remember all these conversations.
What does Bitcoin Angel look like?
The entire car ride down is actually going to be me going one by one through every NFT line
by line through all of your purchases.
So Obi Toppin, now hear me out. He's going to be in the dunk contest.
Too bad Cassius Stanley doesn't have a moment.
Seriously.
Oh, man. What's going to be it? Like, whenever you have your own Disney World moment, it will all make sense to her. Trust me. It will all click when you're recognized in public.
Yeah, we still haven't been able to verify that moment, Dave, on the blockchain.
And my other moment was the Cole Anthony rookie with the leftover money, and that is down a couple hundred. So I'm about break even at the casino.
So what's the moral of the story here, guys?
We are all dumbasses and you shouldn't listen to our financial advice.
I think buy what you like.
No, I mean, I literally think the lesson is if everyone you know is buying something, that's a good sign to sell it. And if everyone you know thinks something is scary.
Davis, you remind me of like the TikTok financial advice where they're like, just buy at stocks at the bottom and sell at the top. Like those aren't like clear indicators.
Sentiment is a very clear indicator, but also no one can time the market.
Are you going to be investing in Buzz tomorrow?
Is that the Portnoy thing?
Yeah, it's based on sentiment.
I don't have any ability to buy. I closed my Robinhood account and all of my stock money is on Wealthfront now, so I couldn't go buy it even if I wanted to.
Stands with the people.
All right.
I mean, I don't think Wealthfront is very of the people. I think Wealthfront's pretty uppity, but but I mean Robinhood doesn't deserve your business and they're profiting off of you. And you shouldn't use their service.
All right. Let's take some questions from the chat, shall we? We only have a few minutes.
We'll have a ton of questions, I bet.
I think we already lost somebody. One of our loyal Swolecast viewers, I think, peaced out. MGL, wow, this show is boring. Have a good one, guys.
NFTs are just dumb.
Soccer Dave watching TikTok for advice. Yikes. No, I'm not watching TikTok. I did re-download the app though for the first time last week, and I was met with Peter's his TikTok of me in the gym, and I laughed because that seems like an eternity ago, and it was like literally just a little bit over a year ago.
Kitchen, when's the last time you got a workout in longer than 31 minutes?
2020 was the last time I've been in the gym. So
you have
yikes. Oof.
It's not safe. It's not safe. So, all right, let's see.
Hey, God, I got to shout out Eric Belair. He says, MILF stands for Mom, I'd like to flip.
Sometimes Eric really comes through with some good ones. I don't know if he's a high percentage shooter, but when it goes in, it goes in.
You got to shoot your shots.
Yeah.
It's all about getting shots on goal. I see Dan Bach and Blender are discussing Top Shot on Twitter. If we could wrap this up, I need to get my popcorn.
Now, you guys would be surprised to know that Blender thinks that NFT scarcity is artificial, and over the long run, many of them are not going to be worth anything.
Just buy whatever you want.
So I will say I'm not nearly as bullish as you guys. This has been well known about NFTs, Top Shot, whatever. But I think the biggest case to be bullish in NFTs is that the people that don't like it can't stop talking about it.
cannot stop tweeting about it.
No, yeah, they cannot get it out of their heads. Nonstop, they just tweet about it.
That's also in general one of my favorite genres of tweets, when someone does the, like, they screenshot their mute, adding a few new terms to my mute thing. It was like, I think if you want to accomplish not talking about it, maybe not doing a tweet talking about it. Yeah. It would be
those are right there with I'm deleting my Facebook.
Yeah.
So Peter had the perfect statement, which is maybe Top Shot goes to zero. Maybe it does. It's totally possible that these moments are worthless in a year or whatever. But if you're sick of NFTs, you better buckle up, because it's going to be there for the rest of your life. These will never go away. And as every year passes, we will be more online. We will be more connected to our devices. Virtual reality stuff is coming super soon. Microsoft just announced this morning they have a legit virtual office where they send you the VR helmet and you are inside of a virtual reality office with your office mates interacting in like a metaverse space. And that's a real product that really exists. So the NFT stuff, it's just here to stay.
Yeah. Thank you. Davis, have you bought anything in the NFT space in the past week?
Did Top Shots count?
Yeah.
I bought the Trae Young.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk about this.
Try to pump this.
This better collective pump that everyone's messaging me about.
No, you were just in the chat as we talked about it. All right. Can we let's just preface this. This is not financial advice. This is not financial advice. We are not financial advisors. However, we were the ones that on Super Bowl preview week brought you nothing but Top Shots on our fantasy show. So maybe what we have to say has some value. Peter was the first one to invest in this moment. So Peter, I'm going to let you tell the people what this moment is.
The Trae Young handles base set series one. And I actually had this in my portfolio, part of my spray and pray days on the site. And then you guys run to me and are like, yo, Pete, we're all buying these up because we think it's the Genesis moment on the site. The first ever minted moment, the Adam and Eve of the site is what you guys tell me. I haven't done my own research to verify this yet.
So basically it is, but only from a certain point of view, to quote Obi-Wan Kenobi. The very first moment ever was this Trae Young moment, but it's a one of one Genesis moment that does not exist. You cannot purchase it. It's on the blockchain, but you can't purchase it. I think technically the first moment minted that was accessible to users on the front end of Top Shot was Maxi Kleber.
But he was 32. He was number 32 as far as player minted. If you go to Top Shot Explorer, you can see the number minted, and it was Trae Young. So, you know, Davis is probably wanting to get a few more, so he doesn't want the price to skyrocket, knowing Davis.
I mean, if the learning curve is so big that we can't even decide what the first minted moment was and you're hardcore into it, should have no problem taking off.
I'm looking at the purchase history on this, and it's absolutely hilarious.
It is.
Everyone I know.
Kitchen, Cam, Davis.
Daily Rojo, my buddy Pat Carade. We got Davis, two Soccer Daves, and a Jamino are the ones I recognize.
I almost
think a sick of Cam's got to be in there too.
I almost bought a third one. Cam is, but we're letting the people know the secret right now. I mean, the reason why we bought it, there is some logic and reason behind it. Like, they've said that they're gonna have all of the badges kind of out at once. Well, what if they have like first ever Mome badge? Or what if it just becomes like internet folklore, like the number one crypto punk? Right.
That's what it would have to be. Otherwise, it's just a Trae Young Series 1 moment.
Like if Top Shot exists in 10 years, right? The first ever moment is going to be very valuable. So you want to buy it because you're holding it long term.
I mean, every price target and everything you think about Top Shot should be entirely related to what happens to Top Shot. Does this exist in a year or does it not?
I want to leave the door open for Top Shot coming out and be like, oh yeah, the data was pulling wrong and Top Shot Explorer Trae Young was the 4,000th moment minted on the site.
Yeah, of course. Like, people need to do your own DD, guys. Do your own DD. That's the whole thing. Peter, real quick, have you bought anything in the past week?
Yeah, I actually bought a Mome today. I finally got the Series 1 Jason Tatum handles three-pointer. Ooh. It had been falling. I'd been waiting for an entry point, and I thought today was the day.
This is what's happened to me already 19 times in Top Shots, is the market goes stagnant for 3 days and I'm like, shit, it's going to go to zero and I'm going to lose and it's going to be terrible. And then the market rips off and then I'm like, oh, why didn't I just spend all my Dapper bucks? And it's just that continuous.
I'm trying to consolidate into first moments, studs. So that's why, Luca, the price has gone down like a grand since I bought it. But Luca, Russ, Trey,
CP3.
Sure. CP3.
The CP3 handles might be one of my favorite moments on there, just because it's such a sick play. He goes in between the dude's legs. So,
David, have you set aside some money or have you just reinvested it all?
You want to know how much liquidity I have?
Right? No, I just want to make sure you're setting some aside.
He has so much liquidity that when I asked him if he wanted to buy out of our weight loss bet last week, he said he doesn't know if he can come up with it.
I'm gonna have to ship him a ERN token.
David.
I mean, this is David's whole story, right?
I didn't want to brag. I don't want to brag, but I did get withdrawal privileges today. So,
if you get those withdrawals, is another story.
Yeah,
well, I need to check and see if I have it.
Do it. Check right now.
Still no dice.
Yes. Yes. First person. Gosh, I guess they know the most trustworthy person on the Swolecast. All right.
It's pretty gross, actually, for everything I've done for them.
It's you are to Top Shots what I am to Davis. Just kind of.
You should be thanking them for letting you make money.
If Top Shots doesn't write a thank you about you, then something's wrong. All right, Davis, final thoughts.
I don't know. Everyone buy a little Bitcoin, because I feel like Bitcoin's not the hot topic these days.
What's the price target at the end of 2021? We had a question in the chat.
I have no idea.
No, you gotta guess.
62,000.
Davis, if you could only be one just pure Bitcoin meat eating maximalist or NFT art bro, which one would you pick? Your entire brand to build around those
identities. Steak boy, for sure. Because I believe in Bitcoin so much more than I believe in NFTs. I think NFTs are fun. I'm having a great time. I think they're very creative. But long term, I just believe so much more in Bitcoin than I do in Ethereum. And all associated Ethereum.
Tuttle, final thoughts?
Final thoughts. DFS is dead. Top Shot's dead. Eat Arby's and spend time with your family.
And DFS is so dead these days.
Tuttle coming with the sunshine take. Peter?
Going on vacation, boys.
Yep. Have fun.
Are you guys going to do a show without me next week?
If I can find the internet. No. We have to find someone really big as far as a guest goes to replace you.
That means
really big. Someone with over 200,000 followers that knows a lot of football. We had a question about John Brown's ADP in best ball this year.
Wait, in the chat?
In the chat.
Oh, my God.
Only show doing a best ball pre-draft draft show.
Today on the Swolecast, we're going to look back at what we got right and what we got wrong during that season. Let's see if we can adjust our mistakes.
Was the process right? And if not, what should we adjust for the upcoming season?
We're also going to do a book club. I'd like everyone to reread Astro Ball before it was revealed that they were all vicious cheaters.
Oh, man. We might have to get JJ on the show. All right. As for me, I just apologize.
Oh, my God. Imagine throwing JJ in the middle of this show.
I mean, he was on the...
NFT
I was going
not.
In my original videos, and he was on, like, the original FI shows, like, back in the day. It was me, him, and Leone. You might have been on there, too, because that might have been the show you gave the Gnaw Wave to. Anyway, sorry for the internet troubles. Just bear with me. I've got a lot going on. I do have liquidity though. I did sell the queen. The queen has been sold for a 10x profit.
Wow. So, yeah. No more queen of multitude jokes. No more queen. That hurts the bit economy around here.
10K. Come on.
Wow.
Remember when you wanted to invest and you're like, oh, I shouldn't.
I'm saving my money for 2 Bitcoin angels.
That will do it. Peter, have fun. So much fun. If anyone deserves it in this industry, it's probably Silva. But other than that, it's you. So have fun on your vacation. Guys, we'll catch you later. Get to 3,000 likes or 3,000 subscriptions on the Swolecast, and I'll give away a Kawhi. Until then, we'll see you later. Peace.